Say, I wonder how many of you Lum and Abner listeners find that these busy, hectic days sometimes get to be pretty trying. And occasionally, after you've put in an especially long, hard day's work, it sort of leaves you feeling headachy, upset, and on edge, doesn't it? Well, next time you feel this way, just relax for a while and drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. For Alka-Seltzer acts fast to ease the dull headache and to settle an upset, on-edge stomach, thanks to the remarkable combination of ingredients which it contains. Remember that, won't you? And whenever a hard day's work leaves you feeling done in, call Alka-Seltzer to the rescue. You know, of course, that you can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores, either by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum decided against hiring a nurse for the baby when he realized how great was the need for nurses for the Army and Navy. And so the baby's back at the Peabody home, well cared for by Abner's wife, Elizabeth. For several days, the old fellows have anxiously awaited a reply to the letter which Abner sent to the mysterious person in Kansas City, the one who inserted an ad in the county seat paper bearing only a copy of the coat of arms and a post office box number. As we look in on the little community today, we find that the day's mail has arrived, and with it, a letter for Abner Peabody from Kansas City. Listen.
Well, hurry up, Lum. Open up the letter. What does it say? What does it say, Lum?
Please, I'm doing it as fast as I can.
Well, doggies, now we'll find out what that inner signal stands for. Hurry up, Lum. Hurry up.
Don't get so excited. I just hope this letter ain't bad news for us. That's what I hope.
Well, leastwise, we'll know who the baby is that we've been keeping. What does it say, Lum?
Well, it says, Dear Mr. Peabody.
Well, how did he know my name?
Well, you wrote to him and signed your name, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Go on.
Dear Mr. Peabody.
He got that wrote down twice?
No, of course not. I'm just starting over.
Oh.
Dear Mr. I can write you only a brief note because it is too dangerous for me to write letters. Well, I don't see anything so scary about that.
No, I write them all the time. It ain't never bothered me to speak of.
I am quite certain that I am being watched constantly. Well, I can't write a letter to somebody standing over me looking over my shoulder.
No, that's probably what's bothering me.
And I do not want to do anything that will jeopardize the baby's life.
Jeopardize? What does that mean, Mom?
I don't know. Don't sound good to me, though.
No. What else does he say there?
All I can tell you now is that I am a friend of the baby. Yeah. Baby's got old friends, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Anybody old enough to write a letter like this?
He's running around with the older crowd, all right, before we got him. No doubts about that.
I am a friend of the baby, and now that I have located him... Abner, did you tell him we had the baby here?
No, sir, I never even mentioned it. All I done in the letter was just ask him if he knowed any babies that had that insignia in a locket. That's all I said.
Well, that's just the same as telling me.
No, it ain't, Lum. I never said
well,
we actually...
no use arguing about it.
No.
According to this, he knows about us having the baby, all right.
Yeah.
Where's that? And now that I have located him, I can work towards restoring him to his rightful position.
Well, I do know.
Guard the baby well until you hear from me again.
Is that all he says?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't say.
What, didn't he sign his signatures at the bottom there?
No. All he is, here's a copy of that same coat of arms. See there?
Let's see.
Just like the one in the baby's locket.
Well, for the land's sake.
Whoever that fella is ain't taking no chances on nobody finding out who he is. I'll say that.
He's tricky. I'll say that from
him. Yeah. Of course, I don't blame him. He says right in his letter that his fella's watching him all the time, spying on him.
Well, now, I reckon what they're spying on him for, Lum.
I don't know. I just hope they don't start spying on us.
Oh.
I told you we oughtn't to get mixed up in this, Abner. I know it would be something dangerous.
Dangerous?
Well, sure. Didn't you notice he said that it was even dangerous just to write us a letter?
Oh, my goodness.
And he said we better guard the baby, too. No telling what kind of trouble we're in for now.
Yeah, but now, Lum, he said he was a baby's friend. I recollect he wrote that right in a letter there.
Yeah, but I don't think we ought to put much dependence on that.
And
more than likely just trying to get us off our guard by such talk as that.
Well, what did he mean there by restoring the baby to something or other there?
Yeah, let's see. Let me read that again.
Yeah, come over that again.
Here it is. Work towards restoring him to his rightful position.
Yeah, now exactly what does that mean, Lum?
I don't know for sure. I think it means that the baby was supposed to be something of importance, but for some reason or another, he lost out getting to be whatever he's supposed to. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Hi, Granny Zabner, you know what?
Huh?
He might be a king after all.
A baby king?
Yeah. Bound you, that's what it is. More likely the baby king died, or the papa did, so naturally his young'un's supposed to follow in his Papa's footsteps and take up the work.
Uh-huh.
But on account of him being just a baby, some mean fellas around the castle done him out of his job.
Is that what happened, sure enough?
Well, I ain't sure, but that could have happened.
Yeah.
There's all of them kind of fellas hanging around a king's palace that's trying to get hold of the government for themselves.
Why, them snakes in the weeds.
I've read about this same identical things happening in books a thousand times.
Well, what country is he supposed to be king of, Long?
I don't know. That's what we got to find out.
Well, maybe that feller sent us a letter to tell us. He said we'd more than likely get another hearing from him.
Yeah, but I'd rather we found this out for ourselves.
You would, huh?
I don't know whether I trust him or not, Abner. Fact is, if we do find out what country it is, I believe we ought to take the baby back there ourselves.
Take him back ourselves?
Well, sure, not take no chances on letting this other feller do it.
Well, what if it's some country that's all clean across the ocean somewhere,
though? I don't care where it's at. I don't care if it's in Africa. We're going to take him there and see that he gets his job back.
Where, huh?
Yes, sir. We're going to run them fellers that's taking it away from him clean out of the country.
Don't do that, Tatum.
Then he's wheel showing.
Yeah, good for us. Well, reckon how long we'll be gone, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. Might take 2 or 3 weeks. Might even take... Wait a minute. I just happened to think of something.
Huh?
We might have to stay over there for several years, you know what?
Several years?
Why, sure. Somebody's got to stay there and see that them fellers don't come back and take the king's job away from him again.
Huh?
Don't forget, he's just a baby yet. He couldn't put up no fight against him.
Why, no, Doggy, that's right, ain't it?
Of course it is. And here's another thing. He ain't going to be old enough to learn how to run a big kingdom for a long time yet.
No.
We'll more than likely just have to stay over there and run the country for him till he gets growed up.
We will.
I'm afraid so.
Well.
Appears like we'll just have to close up the Jotham Down store and pack up our things and move over there.
Well, Lum, I don't know nothing about running a kingdom.
Well, you just keep an eye on me. Watch whatever I do, and then you do exactly the same way.
Well, how you know what to do, Lum?
Oh, well, I'll be able to pick it up.
You will, huh?
I learn fast if I do say it myself.
Well?
Pick up stuff pretty quick.
Uh-huh.
Besides, I'm sort of a royalty myself, too, you know.
Royalty?
Well, I'm a relate to all them King Edwardses, I think.
Oh?
Same name and all.
Yeah.
It'll come natural to me.
Well, I hope we don't make a lot of mistakes. Don't want to ruin the kingdom before little Charlie Abner gets old enough to take it over for himself.
Well, don't worry. We won't. We'll have it on a paying base time he gets growed.
We will, huh? Good for us.
I've got a lot of good ideas I want to start over there.
Already?
Yeah.
Well.
First thing we ought to do is plant ourselves dukes.
Dukes?
Yeah, dukes or barons or princesses or marquises or esquires or something.
Yeah, well, which one of them is you going to be, Long?
I don't know. I've got to look up in a book somewhere and see what's the highest of them. Next to the king, of course.
You know, I believe I like Duke the best. Duke Peabody. Okay, that sounds pretty good. Duke Peabody. How do you do, sir? Duke Peabody's the name. Put her there.
Well, I don't believe that's exactly the way a duke talks, Abner.
Yeah, say, Lom, if I'm a duke, why, what Elizabeth be?
Well, a dukess, natural.
Dukess, huh?
Yeah.
I can't hardly wait to see that in the paper. After visiting relates in Odin, Duke and Dukess Peabody returned home Saturday. Duke reports a nice time was had by all.
Yeah, but you won't be going to Odin or coming back here, neither one.
Oh, huh?
Well, you'll be a long way on from Pine Ridge. Be clean across the ocean living in a castle.
In a castle? Well, we sure not.
I reckon so. That's where all them royalties live. Ain't nothing too fancy for them nobility.
I'll be John Brown, me and Elizabeth living in a castle. I just can't believe it.
And we're more than likely to be sleeping in a genuine feather bed with diamonds stuck in the bedpost.
Oh, my goodness, alive.
Solid gold.
Well,
silk curtains and marble floors.
Ooh.
Eat off of them solid gold plates.
Oh, my.
Platinum knives and forks.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Silver goblets on the table.
Goblets? Them little men, you mean?
Little men.
What are they doing up on the table? Get them off of there.
You're thinking about goblins.
Huh?
Goblets is fancy glasses you drink lemonade out of at banquets. And there's another thing. We'll have a banquet every night, my night.
We will, huh?
Yeah, and then dancing girls dance for us.
Well?
Feller plays a harp, and we sit there and look bored to death.
Well.
Don't know what all they have, but we'll find out.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we won't have much work to do.
We won't, huh?
No, none of that. Just sit around the castle, go out and fish in the moat and stuff.
The moat?
That's the name of a creek they got run around the castle.
Oh.
Saw pictures of them in books.
Doggy, that'll be handy, you know. We'll just lean out of our window and fish whenever we want to.
Yeah, sure. We'll actually be living like kings, sure enough.
Yeah. Say, Long.
You better start calling me His Majesty, Abner.
Huh?
Prince Count Edwards, Esquire.
His Majesty, Prince Count Edwards, Esquire.
Yeah, that's what I decided on.
Huh?
A name for myself. Yeah, I figure I better have all them names so that folks will know how important I am. You might as well start practicing calling that so you won't make no mistakes.
Well, that's a pretty long name for me to recollect to call you every time.
Oh, but that's the kind of names they use.
Yes,
huh? Another thing you ought to start practicing is saying Wilkes. Woodston, thou, and thee, and all such as that.
Do I have to talk that away?
Sure. You have to get used to it. I mean, thou wilt have to get used to it. They all talketh that away over there.
They do it, huh? Was that our ringer?
Yeah, I believe it was. Wilt thou get it?
Uh-huh. Hello, jot him down, store and library, Abner. Duke Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, right away. All right, Miss Seastrunk. Goodbye. Your Majesty, Prince Count Edwards, Esquire.
What is it thou dost wish, Duke Peabody?
Wilt thou deliver a bucket of lard to Lady Seastrunk?
Say, friend, don't let the calendar fool you. For even during the summer months, you just can't afford to let down your vitamin A and D guard. True enough, fresh fruits and vegetables and sunshine do supply substantial amounts of vitamins A and D. But due to the way most of us are forced to work and to live, it's possible that you don't get enough. So don't take chances when it's so easy and so inexpensive to be sure you are getting ample vitamins A and D daily. Start now to give every member of your family one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. One-a-day vitamin A and D tablets are inexpensive to take because, and remember this, just one tablet once a day is all you take. Yet this one tablet is so high in vitamin content that it gives you the same amount of vitamins A and D as are contained in 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting minimum USP standards, an amount which is 25% more than your minimum daily requirements. Now, that's what I call real economy and convenience, don't you? And don't forget that one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets are easy to take, too. One small-sized, pleasant-tasting tablet a day is all you take, and there's no fishy, oily taste and no aftertaste. So for real convenience and economy, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets and take them 12 months a year. Remember that name, one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets.